the case that was presented showing that there was a significant difference in the amount that was owed, that you were able to go through and discover that that it wasn't at that high amount because additional documents were presented. Who were they presented by?
They were presented by the provider, Mr. Senator, Mr. Chairman. They were presented by the provider at the reconsideration hearing. So it's to a group of us. There's the provider themselves is represented, the hearing officer, which is an independent hearing officer employed by DHHS, but independent to us and independent even to our client. Our client is Program Integrity. And so this is independent of that. It's a DHHS hearing officer. And then, of course, representatives from my firm. So PCG, the provider, and the hearing officer.
Thank you. And, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for that. Have any providers in New Mexico had the opportunity to present similar documentation that may be used against them?
Not to my knowledge.
Mr. Chairman, and why not?
That was not a decision made by a public consulting group. Public consulting group finished our audit. We presented the findings at that point to the Attorney General as well as HSD, who then in turn proceeded with the process that we've all listened to today. So that was not a decision that was made by us.
Mr. Chairman, and I can respect that as well because it seems like that was driven through HSD on the direction that it went. But are you saying that because of the past experience or the similar example that you gave, that it could be very well likely that the 15 providers here in New Mexico, once they provide any documentation, will have similar results as what you've seen in the example you gave?
I can only speculate as to the answer there. It's quite possible. I mean, we did request the information in a similar vein. We went on site to every one of these providers, ensured that, and we stayed on site until they provided all of the documentation.